where it's we're still in Perek Yates in the middle of Pasuk Yud Zayin, and we the pshat of the Ramban and Hochech Tochir Esamisecha and giving your friend a rebuke, otherwise you will be left bearing that sin. Now the Ramban has another understanding of this Hochech Tochiach. Now remember, the beginning of the Pasuk says, Lo sisas achicha b'levavach, you should not hate your brother in your heart. And then it says, Hochech Tochiach asamisecha, you should rebuke him. Now, v'hanochem be'enai, right? Does everyone have that? V'hanochem be'enai, the proper pshat in my eyes is, Ki Hochech Tochiach, when it says give him Musar, it's Kamova Hochiach Abraham as Avimelech. You see, we remember in the story of Avimelech, Avram was with Avimelech, and Avimelech stole the wells from Avraham. So what Avram did is he confronted him. He rebuked him. He confronted him. Why are you doing this? And V'amar Kosov, and the Pasuk says over here, again, the beginning of the Pasuk is don't hate your brother, but rebuke him. This means, we're not talking about just a general state of not hating your fellow Jew, but it means in a situation where he did something to you that's displeasing to you, don't just respond emotionally with hate. He did something, and you find it very displeasing. You're very upset about it. So your response should be as follows. Not that you should hate him, but aval tochichenu, you should rebuke him, and you should confront him. Madua sisa imadi. Why did you do this to me? In other words, so this is now, according to this pshat in the Ramban, it's not the pshat we're talking about. If you see your fellow Jew doing something wrong that's disconnected from you or not related to you, you should go ahead and give him Musa. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. This is an about face of everything that we learned yesterday. Yesterday we learned about giving a person Musa, and then we also added the Sfas Emes, and you add yourself to the Musar, and you do it in a very smart, clever, and psychological way, and so on and so forth. The Ramban is letting you know, the Pshat and the Pasuk is we're talking about a specific situation where you are the recipient of an act of his that bothers you very much. And instead of the response being that you hate him and just walk away, you should actually confront him. You should say, why did you do this? Just like it says that Avram gave Musar to Avimelech, why did you do this to me? Why did you steal the wells? And there, and then now we understand the latter part of the pasuk when it says velosisa olav chet, you should not bear chet, meaning velosisa olav chet lechasos in ascha belibcha velo tagelo, right? Don't bear a sin, meaning by covering over your hatred and not telling him, because by hating him, that's an avera. Don't, your response should not be one of hate, but rather, if you confront him, either he will apologize or explain himself. He will justify what he's saying, and he's saying, no, it's not, you're taking it out of context. That's not at all what I was doing to you. I was trying to help you. You're taking it the wrong way. Now, sometimes if you confront someone, so, you know, you gear up for a meeting. I'm going to meet with him, and we're going to get together, and I'm going to tell him everything on my mind. And then at the end of the day, he responds, and he says, you know, you got it all wrong. And let me tell you why I read you all wrong. I'm sorry. So in other words, give him the chance to explain his actions. Oh, or his response might be, Yashuv, he might do tshuva. He might say, you know, I'm so sorry I hurt you. I'm so sorry. V'yisvada al cheto, and he will confess on the sin that he did, uschapel, and will have a kapora. So the Chumash is saying, according to the Ramban, in this understanding of the Pasuk, that the whole Pasuk is one long situation, one scenario. It's like this. Don't hate your brother as a result of what he did to you, but rather, hochiach tochiach samisecha, confront him, And by doing that, and don't bear the sin of hating him for what he did to you, and give him the chance to either explain or to apologize. Okay, so that's a whole new understanding of the pasuk. And the Ramban says that for Hanocha Ba'enai, this is what seems to be the correct pshat. So I just want to point out that does that mean, according to the Ramban, if I would see you doing something that's totally unrelated to me, right? If I see you eating a Wendy's hamburger, there's no mitzvah for me to say anything? Because Ramban is taking it out of that context, and he's putting it into a new context of, when it relates to me, right? So I'm going to leave that with a question mark, because there seems to be many situations that we have in the Gemara that you do have to give someone mussar. So I just leave this with a question mark in your mind. When the Ramban says v'anochem ba'enai, does he mean that this is the only pshat, or maybe this is an additional understanding? Okay, let's leave that. And then, to continue the next pasuk in the Chumash, it says you should not take revenge or not bear a grudge, and you should love your friend. V'achaka chizer, and then says the Ramban, the pasuk says, tell me, do you still have the Ramban? V'achaka chizer? It says, shelo tinka mimenu v'lo tita b'livcha ma'asher aslecha, you should not take revenge or bear a grudge. Ki yitachin shelo yisna osav v'yizka chepaliba, because even after you end up not hating him, for after he explained himself to you, so maybe you, okay, so on a personal level, you're not going to really have disdain for the person, but you still might bear a grudge, because at the end of the day, you were hurt. Okay, misunderstanding, we're all good, you kiss and make up, but maybe there is a grudge. No, the Torah says don't even bear a grudge, and don't take revenge. The Torah wants you to totally erase his sin, his wrongdoing from your heart as if it didn't exist. So now this is a whole process. In other words, you confront him, you let him speak, you make up, don't bear a trace of a grudge, don't take revenge. V'achakach, and then the end of this pasuk is, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, and you should even rise to a level of loving him. V'achakach yitzav, and then the Torah commands us, sheyoav oso kamo, you should love him like yourself. So these two pasukim, according to the Ramban, is really describing a very real life situation, okay? A very real life situation that you can have an interaction with someone, have a falling out for what he did, you finally decide, you know what, I'm going to confront him after all this time. Sometimes you let it ride and you say, before Yom Kippur, I don't want to go to Yom Kippur with having this on my heart, can we meet? And then you'll be pleasantly surprised that he really did not mean to hurt you, or you read it wrong, and then try to remove any bad feeling from your heart and rise to a level even v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, that you should love him. Okay, so that's this pshat, the Ramban. Now the next pasuk of the Ramban, v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, v'tam v'ahavta l'recha kamocha, he says, now listen, how do we always say, love your friend like you love yourself? Okay, is that even possible? I mean, is that even possible? So the Ramban says, haflaga. Haflaga means it's an exaggeration. The Torah is speaking in an exaggerated term. Ki lo yikabalev ha'adam, it is not acceptable on the heart of a man, sheyehov is chaveru ka'avasu as lasher, that you're going to love someone as much as you love yourself. Now this all assumes that a person loves himself, right? Now, many people go to therapists, you know, and for the point of trying, you know, to make me love myself. I really don't love myself. You know, you have a bad self-image, right? That's a reality also. In fact, I saw that Svasemis that I was learning with you yesterday says a language which is very difficult for me to understand. He says, how do you understand the Torah? Love your friend like you love yourself. And where is there a mitzvah to love yourself, he says? Yeah, which I don't really understand that because of that, he has a whole different understanding, the Svasemus of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, a different shot other than anything that you've ever heard. But we'll leave that for another time. But the way he prefaces it by saying, and love your friend like you love yourself, where did the Torah ever tell you must love yourself? Well, okay. The reason why I find that difficult to understand is, does it have to be a mitzvah or is it a reality? Most people love themselves, right? And so that's a given. That's axiomatic, right? But in any event, the Ramban wants to say that it's illogical just that a person is going to love his friend like he loves himself. Va'od. And furthermore, Shekvar Bo Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva, who we speak so much about during these days of the Sfira, he said, V'lamed, he taught, Chayecha Kod Mel Chayecha Vercha, right, the famous case, a person has one jug of water, and they're both, two people are walking in the desert, one person has a bottle of water, and there's not enough for both of them, so the machlok is what to do with that water, and Rabbi Akiva says, you drink it yourself, even though he's going to die, because your life, it takes precedence over his life. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So, says the Ramban, if v'haftu'echa kamocha literally means I have to love your my friend like I love myself, so why does the Torah then say that the preservation of my life comes first? All right, so that's really the Ramban's proof. Avol, so what does it mean v'haftu'echa kamocha? Let's reframe this. Avol tetzava, the Torah is commanding, she'yohavis chaver b'chol inyan, kasher yohavis nasher b'chol hatov. That you should love your friend in all matters doesn't mean in your heart, but means you should love him in terms of providing for him and wanting to have the things that you would have yourself. In other words, you're my friend, and so you know I'm with you, and you know, and I want to buy myself a candy bar. I'm at Walgreens and I see that Mr. Good Bar, you know, it's said, no, you know what? I love Jimmy. I'm going to get him one also. I'm going to get, you know, oh, there's some tickets here to the ball game, and I can get a great seat. You know, I think of my friend, I'm going to get you one also if I know you want to go to the game, rather than have you stand at the end of the line and then wait till the pickings are very slim and get one of those bleacher seats, right? In other words, I should want you to have what I have as well. But it doesn't mean that innately, you know, my love for you is as great as the love for myself, because the Ramban says that's really not. Jimmy, do you like baseball? Incidentally,
baseball.
Oh yeah, okay, good.
Candy corn.
Cracker Jacks, right? Okay. Now, v'yitochen, and it makes sense. V'avushalo amar. Now he scrutinizes the lashon of the Torah. The language is v'ahavta esrei acha kamocha. It says you should love. It does. It says it doesn't mean you should love your friend like you love yourself. The word "s" again. We spoke about this yesterday. Would have put your friend on the same footing as you. That's what the language would have indicated. Which the Ramban already says that that's an impossibility. But v'hishva osam b'milas re'echa. It only compared me and you with the word "I should love." L're'echa means to your friend. That means I should demonstrate to my friend those things that I want for myself. I should demonstrate them. I should give them to him as well. V'chein v'ahavta lo kamocha. It says the ger. It says by the ger v'ahavta lo kamocha. You should love to him like you love yourself. The same thing to love the convert. Sheyi perusha means lahashus avishtein b'dayto. That all of that both of them are equal in your mind. It says here means that the Torah is kamocha, that that both of them, both of us, you and me, or the ger and me, should be equal in my mind, not in terms of the deep-seated love I have, because that's impossible, but they should be equal in that which I try to find myself. Now, he elaborates. Sometimes I love my friend when it comes to certain matters. Sometimes I love you to the extent that lahitiva ba'osher, I want to be benevolent to you in terms of wealth. In other words, you know, I want to make sure I got a great stock on the stock tip, and I'm going to share it with you because I want you to prosper. But you know what? I don't want you to be too smart. I want to be the smarter one, so I'm not going to share with you and to read the latest articles in the journals of wisdom that are out there. No, and if I love you in all matters, but if I do have the mitzvah under control, that I love my friend like I love myself, so I want him to succeed with material success and property and kavod and honor and an intelligence. Not that you're totally equal to me, but sometimes, you know, I want you to have a lot of good things, but I do still want to be a little bit above you. In other words, you're still not equal to me. In other words, sometimes I do want all of these things for you, but not exactly as I want to achieve them myself. So we're talking about achieving things now. Now we're talking about achievements. I want you to achieve in all areas of life, but not. I still want to be on top, right? So now the Torah says, "Shalotia pechisus hakinazus believer." You should not harbor that degenerate character trait of jealousy in your heart. And as why do I want to be a top? I don't want. I'm jealous if you get what I get. And as I want you to have a lot, but not like I have. I should really love that my friend should get everything that I have. Kasher adam os ladasha, just as much as I have for myself. I want you to have it. V'lo yiten shum ba'ava, and there are no shiurim. There are no limits to with this ava. And as after I remove the jealousy from my heart, so the Torah says that I should want everything without any limitations. V'alkein omar b'yonason, by Yonason it says ki avas nashu ahevo, that Yonason loved David fully. Bavur she'esim minas hakinah b'leib. Yonason removed any vestiges of kina, jealousy. Va'ata timloch al Yisrael, he says, you will be the king, not me. Even though Yonason's father was Shaul HaMelech, and he should have wanted to be the king, but he totally moved aside for David. Va'anochi eyeluch al Misha, I'll be your second in command. Right? So I'm fine being in second in command. So according to the Ramban, so he takes it out of the typical understanding where I should really love you like I love myself. In other words, because that's impossible. I mean, a person could love his child like he loves himself. But the point is that, but someone who's not your child, your wife, right, you're not going to come to that level. So it's speaking in practical terms. And in terms of achievement, you should want him to have the same thing that you want for yourself. That's a tall order too. This is not a simple matter, right? And you're just fine if he achieves everything that you have, and that will eradicate any sense of envy or jealousy that you have and competition. Okay, so and the Ramban scrutinizes that from the language v'ahavta l'reacha, means he's the object rather than esreacha, that you're not one with him in terms of love. It's not like I equally love him and I love myself. With the ger, with the convert, you have two mitzvahs here. You should love the Jew, love the convert. So when you end up loving the convert, you actually have two mitzvahs under your belt, because he's a Jew like every other Jew, and he's a convert. And there's a lot to be said about that. I'll just leave it, if I have time, to share just a thought from the Pachet Yitzchak. And he wants to say that the mitzvah of loving the Jew is loving him because he's a Jew. That's why I love him, because he's a Jew. So he says, his example is you hated a person, but you thought he's a non-Jew. You just didn't bother loving. You just didn't go through all the exercise of what it means to love him. And at the end of the day, you found that he really is Jewish. Were you in violation of that mitzvah of loving your fellow Jew? And were you in violation of that b'shogeg unintentionally, or did you not? He says you didn't do the aveira at all, because when you hated him, right? The only mitzvah you have to love a Jew is love him, not love the object, love the Jew in him, love him because he's a Jew. That's what I mean. So if I didn't know that he's Jewish, so then I haven't transgressed something, even though at the end I find out. And he says as follows. He says, if Reuven hates Shimon, but he doesn't know, right. He says, let me just see one thing. Okay. This piece that I'm quoting from is really a piece that takes a good 20 minutes, so I'm going to leave it at that, okay? I just try to jump in there. It's in Pachet Yitzchak on Pesach, and it's peace, my merches. Have a good day, everyone. Oh, tomorrow morning, Rabbi Sentel will be giving the shiur. I'll be in Chesterfield for the bris of Rabbi Frank's grandson. So I will.